why suddenly have the Flames done a complete 180 on their season?
Well, the easiest answer would definitely be the play of Chad Johnson. He has taken over between the pipes and given the Flames a chance to win every game. And they've been doing that lately, six straight. The other part of that is the fact that the Flames, it's probably safe to say that they have finally taken to Glenn Gullitson's system. They feel comfortable in it. They kind of know what they're doing now, and I think you're seeing the results of that as well.
Jermaine, when you look at a club under a coach like Gullitson and you say that, it makes all the sense in the world, but talk about some of the little subtleties when there is a coaching change like they've had, just the little things when you talk to the players that take that adjustment period to get things in sync.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that, Robin, because when you talk to them, when I was talking to them in September and October and half of November, they would always say, no excuses. We got to play. We got to play to win. But now that they're doing well, when I ask them the same question, Matt Stajan comes to mind most recently. I talked to him about the differences between this team and last year. And he said, under Hartley, they played more of a run-and-gun style. They were definitely more aggressive offensively. They had guys in the neutral zone. It was sort of a dump-and-chase kind of system, as well as they didn't have as much puck possession. Under Gullitson, it's a much more defensive role. They're not as aggressive offensively, but they are a little more aggressive in the defensive zone. When they have the puck, they don't get rid of it as much. And is that as exciting hockey? No, it really isn't that exciting. But at the same time, because they're stronger defensively and the play of Chad Johnson, they're in games even when they're not playing their best. So when they enter the third period, they're either tied or down by one or up by one or two. That's huge. When that wasn't the case under Hartley last year, in most occasions when they weren't playing well, they paid for it and paid for it dearly. So I think that's the subtleties that you see in the fact that you don't see guys flying the zone. You see guys more responsible in their own end. They trust scoring on the rush, even though they didn't do a lot of it early on. They seem to be doing more of it as they're moving up the ice in a five-man unit. And maybe another example of that is the fact that Dougie Hamilton has, I don't know the exact number, but I know it's over 85 shots as a defenseman. Only Brent Burns has more shots as a defenseman in the league. So they are still getting more aggressive offensively, but not before they take care of business in the defensive end.
And they've won, I think, 11 of their last 15, and they got a huge boost earlier this month when Johnny Gaudreau came back. And all he's done is score 8 points in his last four games, two goals and six assists. And, he's really back to the offensive player they thought before, because he only had 11 points in his first 17 games. I guess coming off that injury, some guys it takes a while. And I know he was only out, I think it was just under 3 weeks. So it wasn't like he was out that long. But what did Gaudreau learn something from being in the press box, that he fits into the Gullitson system a little bit better? Why suddenly is he just lighting it up?
I think it's safe to say that he learned something for sure, but I think it was a reset for Gaudreau. Okay. Gaudreau missed all of training camp, and yes, he did play well in the World Cup, but that really shouldn't mean that much. So he played well in the World Cup. He was off for a month, and this is where I think it's different, boys. He was frustrated. Mentally, he wasn't exactly where he needed to be. He was mad at the fact that he missed all of training camp. He was mad at the fact that he was probably promised by his agent. This is me speaking now. I can't confirm, but he was probably promised by his agent that he'd see a huge payday. And let's face it, 6.75 is nothing to sneeze at. But the agent probably promised him more. And Gaudreau gave him enough leash. And then he said, and then it was Gaudreau that put an end to it, said, I'm not missing a game. Signed the contract, and he came back. But the residual effect, I think he wasn't completely there mentally. Just before he got injured in Minnesota, he had 3 goals in 3 games, and you could kind of see he was getting back to where he needed to be. But with the injury, he stayed back. He worked on his conditioning even more, and I honestly believe it was a reset mentally. The kid comes back, and he's just completely on fire, and it's no fluke. He's a different guy. Players on the opposite of the opposition or giving him more room because it's almost like they can see it in his eyes. He's pretty crazy with that puck, and he can make guys look bad, so he gets a lot more room because guys don't want to be on the highlight reels in SportsCenter. And I think you're seeing Johnny Gaudreau back to where he expected to be because of that mental reset.
Jermaine Frenka from TSN in Calgary joins us. Flames taking on the Lightning tonight. Oilers and Flames will have back-to-back Saturday games in January on the 14th and 21st, which should be entertaining and could actually mean something for the first time in a long time when these two teams match up. He comes back. He's been playing regularly with Monahan. Who else has been on their line?
Well, he's actually, when he came back, he's actually been playing with Sam Bennett and Chiasson, or Chiasson, I should say. Because he changed the way he pronounced it now that he's out west. But and
seriously?
When he was with Ottawa, it was Alex Chiasson. But now he comes out west and he's like, don't even bother, just call me Chiasson. So, all right, Chaser, let's do it. So Gaudreau, and that's the other special thing about Gaudreau coming back is the fact that they didn't put him back with Monahan. They actually said, Monahan, you stick with who you were, which was Versteeg and Brouwer, and we're going to put Gaudreau with Bennett. Bennett was on the wing, but they moved Bennett back to center with Gaudreau, and they've been on fire ever since. As you said, 8 points in four games for Gaudreau. Bennett has been a different player because he's back at center, and I think he realized the opportunity that he has because he struggled at center. They had to move him to the wing because it just wasn't working. All of a sudden, Gaudreau comes back. They try something different, and they have three lines that can score now. Versteeg, Monahan, Brouwer, they can score. The most consistent line all season long has been Backlund and Frolik with young Tkachuk on the left wing of that, and now Gaudreau, Bennett, and Chiasson are doing something. Fourth line has not hurt them at all, and now you're seeing the goals all of a sudden pile up when they weren't earlier in the season.
Jermaine, obviously a tough one tonight in a good team with the Lightning, but bigger picture here, I sense the Flames are capable of putting on a push. The good news is, despite Gaudreau issues and less than a great start, the Flames are right in the mix. They've got as much traffic ahead of them as they do in the back. The Oilers are in sixth right now, the Flames in seventh. Might this finally be the year, after so long, you know what I'm going to say, where we get two pretty good hockey clubs that are playoff, contending for a playoff spot, where these games the rest of the way between them mean something? Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be a ton of fun. I sure hope so. I really do. It's nice to see what Edmonton's doing up there. And yeah, it's not the exact same as what they were doing in the first month, but they're a solid team. And the Flames are showing that they can be a solid team as well. And there's superstars on both sides. And those superstars happen to be forwards, which is even better. And there's a little rough stuff on the back end of both teams. And I think this may be the year where it is possible. At least it's possible. We couldn't even say that the last few years with these two teams. Is it possible that both make the playoffs? That was like a joke. But now it is possible because there is room in the Pacific Division. Nobody's running away with anything. And I think this is going to be the true test when the new year hits. Because if you remember the Flames, they had a great run in December last year, too. They actually won 8 in a row. They found themselves back in the playoff picture, and it was almost like a shooting star that flamed out. Is that the case with these Flames this time around? The only reason why I would say hopefully or probably not for their case is the reasons that we discussed just earlier. The system is different. It's more defensive. They're more solid in their own end. And if that's the way if they stay consistent that way, they're certainly going to lose games, but it won't be by much, and they're going to be in a lot more games than they were in the past. So I think this could be the year because obviously another year under McLellan, it's a different Oilers team, and McDavid is just ridiculous. And under Gullitson, the Flames seem to be catching on to a system a little bit quicker. And the back end with the veteran presence of Giordano and Dougie Hamilton seeming to find his way now, they got a shot.
Jermaine Franklin, TSN in Calgary, joins us. You mentioned Chad Johnson, a big reason for the turnaround, playing excellent in goal. So where is Brian Elliott right now? Is he now the backup for good? How do you see this going? Johnson, we've seen him play very well. He's never been able to be the number one for a long time. He's never been given that opportunity. Do you think now he will be given number one opportunities?
I believe so. I think that's happening right now as we speak. I mean, the last game that Brian Elliott played was in Long Island, and it's not like the Flames have had an easy schedule. I think only the Oilers have played more games. I think Oilers have played 32 now, and the Flames are going to tie him up with 32 tonight. And Winnipeg has been a very busy schedule as well. So these teams out west, they've been no slouch, and there'd be plenty of opportunity to play Elliott a little bit more, but that hasn't been the case because Johnson has been so good, so consistent, and you don't want to mess with a bad thing. So, yes, I think Chad Johnson has the opportunity to be the number one right here, right now. Do I believe that he will falter at some point? I think so. I think Brian Elliott will have an opportunity to steal that back in sometime in the future. But that doesn't mean that it's going to happen. Johnson has said that he has been playing, he knows that he's been playing well, not just now, but the last 3 years, not just in Buffalo where he had a .920 save percentage, and not just in Boston where he had a very good save percentage, but not a ton of opportunity. He knows that he has an opportunity now to become number one. You think about some goalies that have matured late, like Tim Thomas. Maybe that's Chad Johnson, and maybe this is his opportunity. So he won't be letting it go. But I think that there's going to be a crack or two where Elliott can try and steal back number one. And that's what you want in competition when you're not exactly sure if you have an elite goaltender. Will Chad Johnson be able to fend him off? Perhaps. Either way, it's going to be good for the Flames, I think.
Jermaine, always good to catch up with you. Enjoy the game. We'll see you soon. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, boys. Anytime. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Jermaine Franklin from TSN in Calgary.